President Bush returned to the White House today after a holiday break at his ranch in Texas. Waiting for him were his team of economic advisors and Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan. The president told reporters today that it is likely the federal budget will face a deficit this year, but he's confident things will get better.
I'm optimistic that 2002 is going to be a better year than 2001, and we will discuss ways here to make to figure out how government can make that happen. One thing I will do after the course of these discussions and some discussions later on this week, we'll put in my budget an economic stimulus package. And speaking of that, I hope that when Congress comes back, they will have listened to their constituents and that Congress will realize that America, like me, is tired of partisan bickering.
This past weekend, though, saw its share of partisan bickering, with both the White House and Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle weighing in on the economy and how to fix it. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the sparring isn't likely to end soon.
The economic stimulus package has become the economic security package, as in national security. Get it? The 10-year, $1.35 trillion tax cut has eaten up the budget surplus, has probably made the recession worse, and may result in shortchanging our defense needs. Get it? President Bush and Senator Daschle, opening the campaign season early, are trying out attack lines that will not appear to harm post-9/11 national unity. There is so far more partisan positioning than bipartisan compromising. Senator Daschle, conscious of Mr. Bush's stratospheric approval ratings, praises him to the sky as war leader. It's like putting him on a pedestal to get him out of the way. The senator dissociates the president from domestic policy, ascribing that to a wing of the Republican Party that isn't interested in fiscal discipline. The president, in turn, never mentions Daschle's name as he tries to establish that criticizing the big tax cut means you want to raise taxes. Not over my dead body will they raise your taxes, he says. History should tell Mr. Bush that such an unqualified promise, like his father's famous read my lips, no new taxes vow, is risky. But history also tells him that in the 1992 election, his father lost a lot of conservative support by resting on his Gulf War laurels and staying out of the domestic fray. Much of this early campaign seems to be concerned with seizing the semantic high ground in preparation for later blame-laying. Little of it seems to be concerned with trying to resolve conflicts over issues like the new budget and its priorities. The president says the old way is beginning to creep into the people's minds in Washington. Except for a brief period after September 11th, it's doubtful that the old way ever left. This is Daniel Shore.